our protocols real quick. Please place your phone on audio connection or mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So we want to welcome everyone to Vista Norte Public Charter School. This is a regular board meeting. It's Monday, May 16th, 2022 at 10 o'clock a.m. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@vistanortecharter.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School website. So we'll open this meeting and establish a quorum. We're going to do a roll call. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, here. Mike Malloy,
here.
Ron Dorch,
present.
And Barbara Willebrand,
present.
Welcome, everyone. We're now going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Barbara, could I have you do that for us? And everyone else go on mute.
Absolutely. Place your hand over your heart and repeat with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so now we're going to go into staff introductions. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Welcome, board.
And Jerry Vincent, are you here?
Good morning, everyone. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
All right, and now school staff.
Good morning, everyone. This is Janet Wilson, Area Superintendent.
Good morning, this is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Good morning, this is Colin Opseth, the Federal and State Programs Coordinator.
All right, and now School Legal Counsel.
Good morning, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
And any advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good morning, it's Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves? All right, welcome everyone. So let us start off with 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Malloy will make a motion.
John Dorch will second the motion.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mike Malloy is motion. John Dorch is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We're now on 1F. Approve agenda for the May 16th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. We need a motion and a second to approve this.
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudette Beck second.
Thank you, ladies. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Ron Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1G. Approved minutes of the April 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And I assume everyone has read this. If there's not any corrections or questions, could I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Mike Malone will make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
So Mike Malloy has motioned, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. So now we're on consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So it's A1. The board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for resuming in-person instruction and addendum to the school's health and safety plan. And this is on pages 21 through 66. Are there any questions or any board member who would like to table A1 for further discussion? And if not, can I get a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda A1?
John Dortch moves to approve.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
So John Dortch has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda 1A has been approved unanimously. So now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, and provide direction to staff to schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? All right, and Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you. So now we're on 4, school reports and information. A, the local control and accountability plans, goals, and metrics. This is Janet Wilson.
Good morning, board. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Colin Opseth. Mr. Opseth is our state and federal programs coordinator, and he regional, and he has done all of the heavy lifting on the LCAP, so I want, it's my pleasure to turn it over to Colin. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet, and thank you, everyone, for hearing my presentation this morning, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about our LCAP goals and metrics and how we have progressed towards meeting those goals since our last presentation to you. The LCAP goal and metric report can be found on page 68 of your board packet. It's also up here on the screen. The report contains a lot of information, so I'm going to try to highlight some important items of interest in each goal. Goal 1 is to increase academic awareness, and it's a focus goal in our LCAP, so something that we're really trying to put a lot of effort into. Our first goal is increasing academic progress for all students, and as you see other on the table, we are showing a decrease in our reading Lexile average metric, and this is due in part to the way we are reporting out that data on that report. Prior to this year, only the RIT, the RIT, was calculated, and now the metric includes both RIT and grade level equivalency. This metric, along with the mathematics quantile, are currently in progress, and we're currently reevaluating our students for the end of year, so we should see some changes in these two metrics in the next update. We're really hoping to see an increase. For the past 2 years, our English learner reclassification rate has not met the state average, and the state average is, 8.6%. This year, our rate dipped from 2.8% to 2%. This is 6.6% below the state average. To help improve this, we have hired additional paraprofessionals and tutors focusing on our two sites. They're on both of our sites, but specifically our site in Riverside County, that's Casablanca. It has a very high EL population, and there's a lot of need there. So we've been working with Memo, and he did hire some additional staff there. Our credit completion average has also increased, though, significantly this year from 2.99 credits per learning period to 4.42. 4.42 would be considered to be all students that make 4 or higher are on track to graduation. So that's an excellent data piece there. This also beats our pandemic credit completion, and it is very encouraging to see this growth as it reflects strong student progress towards graduating or graduating on time. Lastly, our DAS graduation cohort rate stands at 35.71% so far this year. And while it is low, it's still in progress, and we do tend to grow that in the next month or so as a lot of students will finish up their credits and graduate. So that should grow pretty significantly in the next month or so. Deanna, if you could look at number 2. Thank you. Goal 2 is that students will gain skills for college and career readiness. It's a broad goal in our LCAP, so we're applying it across our LCAP to all students. And although many of the categories will not have data until the end of the school year, you can see that we have, by and large, met our 20 to 21 school year metrics in the number of students that are enrolled in career-ready and professional skills courses. We do anticipate an increase in the CTE course completion rate as spring semester comes to close, and that's why it's a little bit low right now. But once we see those grades posting with our community college partners, we'll see an increase in that. Some of the students that are in those CTE courses do get articulation at the college level, and those courses don't end for a couple weeks yet, so we'll see a little bit of an increase. If we could go to goal number 3. Goal 3 is that we will increase the student retention rate. It's a maintenance goal in our LCAP, which means that we're trying to keep this or do slightly better. Goal 3 is one of our strongest successes this year. We improved in every category, including our attendance rate, which is 91.75% versus our goal of 85%. That's very encouraging. Our attendance rate for the 21-22 school year is higher than either of the previous two school years, which were 89.08% in 19-20 school year and 83.23% in 2021 school year. So this is a really large increase, and I would say in line with pre-pandemic attendance. Our suspension and expulsion rate has remained extraordinarily low at 0%. When we continue to credit our low student to staff ratio and our focus on personalized learning with an emphasis on social emotional care is the main contributing factor in this success. I'd also like to highlight that our dropout rate continues to remain below our goal of 10%, standing at 7.1%. And that is actually improved significantly by about half. So it's awesome. Our retention rate is also increased from 85% to 86.5%. Okay, goal 4, please. Goal 4 is that we will increase educational partner engagement. So our parent conferences, orientations, and events participation goals to have more students participating than our student enrollment. And we met that goal this year. By pairing fun student-centered activities with parent engagement events, we have seen an increase in parent and partner participation. We've had to shift some of those to a virtual model. The counselors, for example, are offering sessions virtually, some of our educational partners as well. But we do hope to see we're doing more stuff on site and more, in a more traditional model this next year, and we should see an increase in this again next year. We're also proud of continuing the tradition of parents, students, and teachers feeling safe and connected at our school, as evidenced by our mid-year LCAP survey results. As you can see, there's quite the difference in survey results for the pandemic year compared to this year, especially with our teachers and even with our students. This confirms that we know to be true that being on campus is helping our students feel more connected and safe. About halfway through the year, we started transitioning back to more socially distanced on-site learning. And one amazing bullet point is that 100% of our students feel safe, and 98% feel safe, or feel connected. And if you look at last year, you'll see that 32% of the students felt connected to the school. That's increased to almost near prior pandemic levels at 98%. And even the teachers feel safe. That's almost doubled. 100% of the teachers feel safe compared to 44% last year. So, again, that's, I think we've done a pretty good job. We have some areas of improvement, but overall, I think we're moving the needle in the right direction. So this does conclude my presentation for the LCAP goals and metrics. And appreciate your time. Open it up now to questions and comments from the school board. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Board President Stanford. It's really nice to see that we're getting back into the pre-pandemic situation, because it's really knocked those kids off a little bit. So thank you for that. Any questions from the board? Janet, do you have the enrollment right now?
670.
Okay,
there are 237 in independent study at Rialto, 237 in home study Rialto, 28 in home study Casablanca, and I believe total for Casablanca is around 238. So we're running real. When I checked last week, it was 670.
That's great. It's good to see that they're all coming back. That's great. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Any more questions from the board? All right. Then we're going to move into five additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown?
Thank you very much, President. I would really like to congratulate 19 period of time, and now you're getting students back in. Hopefully we can improve some of those percentages, and I'm not sure we will as we progress. But all in all, I think it's a wonderful report. Janet, thank you for allowing Colon to give that report, and I do appreciate that. We'll be seeing you all soon. Thank you. Back to you, Madam President.
Thank you. Jerry?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your reporting. And board, thank you for your oversight. Appreciate you all very much. Thank you.
So this is Board President Stanford. It's so interesting because we have such a large EL population, and we're starting to make some progress on that, and that's really good, especially because we're getting them back. Any other board members' comments? All right. If not, we'll go to six closing items. Our next regular board meeting is June 3rd, 2022 at 10. And right now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Mike Malloy, second.
Okay, so Claudia Beck motion, Mike Malloy second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are now officially adjourned. Thank you all so much for your participation. Good meeting.